Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Narleski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Scarrett reaches third base with a triple. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Webb reaches second base with a double. Scarrett scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narleski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Hal McCain now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Gaston moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Berry scores. Gaston moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaston scores. Oliver scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bob Wieland now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. There goes Skarrat trying to get to third. Whatwood throws the ball in to Com, who tags Skarrat for the out. It's 6-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisel moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sisel moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisel scores. Clancy moves to third. Com moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Red Barnes pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clancy scores. Com moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway now pitching. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 0-for-1 in the game. Narleski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Narleski moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Narleski hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Narleski reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. Rhine reaches third base with a triple. Narleski scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kerr for the out. Caraway moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caraway moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Com reaches second base with a double. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards third. Narleski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Narleski is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Ryan moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing right field. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carraway is called out on strikes. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Skarrat hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball towards left. Skarrat settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Skarrat. Jolly scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg fires to first and picks off Miller. One out. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Narleski hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler pinch hits for John Kerr. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.